I'm Kate Fairman, and you're listening to Sound of the Ages. Last episode, I discussed the complete history of rock and roll from its inception in the 1930s to the rockabilly era of the early 1960s. This episode will pick up where I left off and extend out to the modern era of rock music that we all know today. The era that came after rockabilly in the late 1960s is seen by many people as a hiatus era for rock and roll, making way for genres such as surf music, garage rock, and Brit rock. These genres, while still technically rock, didn't have the same traditional rock and roll sound that had emerged in previous decades, opting for a more mellow, laid-back sound such as that of the Grateful Dead. Truckin', got my chips cashed in, keep truckin', like the dude of man, together, more or less in line, just keep truckin' on. In the late 1960s, genres such as folk rock and psychedelic rock began to emerge. These genres both brought what was known as protest songs to a larger audience, and however, while both could be considered protest music and shared similar audiences, they had somewhat different sounds. Folk music was typically played on acoustic instruments and included artists such as Joan Baez and Bob Dylan, while psychedelic rock had what you could call a more LSD-influenced sound, with guitar feedback and other sound effects to give it more of a trippy sound. Some popular bands that emerged with this era of new genres include The Grateful Dead and Pink Floyd. One of the most influential bands of this decade, and arguably all of music history, was The Beatles. In the early 1960s, their sound was very mellow and laid-back, and gave off what you could call a hippie vibe. With the coming of the psychedelic rock movement, however, The Beatles eventually did shift their mellow pop music to a more psychedelic sound with the release of their album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Now enter the 1970s. This era of rock, at least for many people, is arguably the peak era of rock music because it was during this era that some of the most famous rock bands and subgenres began to find their way into the music scene. In roots rock or country rock, bands such as the Creedence Clearwater Revival and the Eagles started to gain a larger following and later became some of the most successful rock acts of all time. Welcome to the Hotel California. Another popular subgenre of rock that found its way into the 70s music scene was glam rock. This genre primarily emerged from the psychedelic rock movement of the 1960s and made way for music icons such as Alvin Stardust, Alice Cooper, and David Bowie. You can beat them forever and ever. Or we can be heroes just for one day. Glam rock was one of the many rock subgenres that could not only be seen in music, but in fashion and culture. Primarily popular in Europe, very few artists of this genre gained popularity in the United States, with the exception of David Bowie, who became another one of the most influential artists of all time. Also with this genre, styles of outrageous clothes and makeup, as well as hairstyles and shoes, were the most prominent trends among artists and fans alike. The final major subgenres of rock that came with the 1970s were soft rock, hard rock, and heavy metal. Soft rock was mainly derived from folk music and leaned more towards acoustic instrumentals with more emphasis on melodies and harmonies. Major artists associated with this genre include Carole King, Billy Joel, and Fleetwood Mac. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart. In contrast, hard rock was branched off more from blues rock and was typically played louder with more intensity. This branch of rock typically used electric instruments with guitar riffs and usually incorporated more distortion and sound effects. Some of the most popular artists from this era of the genre include Queen, Aerosmith, AC/DC, and Van Halen. I'm Heavy metal was typically played with even more volume and intensity than hard rock, and to this day is still viewed as a more gothic form of rock and roll. To achieve this, artists wrote their music using modal harmonies to give it a darker sound. Some popular bands from this genre include Motorhead, Led Zeppelin, and Rush. While these genres still hold popularity through the next few decades, and even still today, the late 1970s and 1980s brought upon a new wave of rock that is known as the punk era. With roots in garage rock, this genre brought an edgier sound to music with stripped-down instrumentals and often political lyrics and meanings. This genre brought forth artists such as Patti Smith, The Clash, and the Ramones. In the early 1980s, the subgenre of post-punk began to become more established in the music industry. The biggest difference between punk and post-punk is that post-punk takes a more artistic, performance-centered approach to the music. Some artists you may recognize who merged with this genre include Joy Division, The Talking Heads, and U2. Another popular subgenre that is still prominent in today's rock music scene is alternative rock. The term alternative was created to give a title to all of the bands that did not fit into the mainstream genres of the time. Some key artists from this time period of the genre include R.E.M., Jane's Addiction, and The Cure. In the 1990s, rock began to lose its singular established sound and began to branch out into various different subgenres such as grunge, pop punk, and indie rock, all of which had very different sounds. Within the grunge subgenre, artists and bands fused elements of heavy metal and punk into a single sound with lots of guitar distortion, fuzz, and feedback. The lyrics were typically more apathetic and angsty, often containing themes such as social isolation and dark humor. Popular bands from this genre include Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Smashing Pumpkins, and Nirvana, just to name a few. Pop punk was also a very popular genre of rock in the 1990s. With powerful melodies, loud guitars, and fast tempos, this genre led to the emergence of many bands that you may recognize, such as Green Day, Weezer, and Blink-182. These genres still remained prominent in the early 2000s, but with the new millennium came a new mainstream form of rock. This rock subgenre was known as post-hardcore, or emo. These bands and artists were mostly influenced by the post-punk movement and favored more complex musical structures and more expressive vocals. Bands that gained popularity within this genre include bands like My Chemical Romance, Panic at the Disco, and Fall Out Boy. And if you don't know now, you know. I'm taking back the crown. I'm all dressed up and naked. I see what's mine and take it. From the early 2000s on, it became more common for bands and artists to identify with more than one subgenre of rock, giving us the diverse, loosely defined genre that we have today. Not only did rock as a genre impact the music scene over time, but it also impacted American culture differently from decade to decade. And it is because of these impacts and movements of music that our music is the way it is today. For 91.3 WHJE, I'm Kate Fairman, and this has been Episode 2 of Sound of the Ages. Over the course of this episode, I used a lot of music from a lot of different artists. The artists and songs I used are in order as follows. Truckin' by the Grateful Dead, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles, Hotel California by The Eagles, Heroes by David Bowie, Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin, Poison Heart by The Ramones, Road to Nowhere by The Talking Heads, It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M., Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, and Emperor's New Clothes by Panic at the Disco. More podcasts and stories like this can be found at whje.com.